opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Linda's on assignment this month. Well, that was last month. What is today? Is today March the 68th? Is that what it is? March 66th or something like that? Linda will be back Thursday on her show. And starting off in our May frivolities here, but good morning. Today is the 4th of May, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Those are our frontline fighters out there, and I'm with Ashley here. Ashley, what's the weather look like for this week?
Today is actually National Weather Observers Day, so if you're like me and you just like keeping track of the weather.
Well, that's everybody. It's kind of, we all observe the weather. We don't have a choice, do we?
So then it's a holiday for everybody.
Oh, okay, good. There's today. Another day it is today, too.
Yes, Star Wars Day.
It is Star Wars Day. That on May 4th, was it 1977?
Well, May 4th actually comes from May the 4th be with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I shouldn't have asked. But anyway.
It was the end of May that the movie came out.
Wow.
But today's weather.
I barely remember it. I don't even know if I was old enough. No, my guests remember it, in fact. They took their grandkids to it. So. Anyway, let's get going. Okay. What's the weather look like?
Today's weather, that was your fault. Yeah. Today's weather, we're looking at a high of 82 degrees today with a low of 51 overnight. And pretty much the same throughout much of the rest of the week until we get to Thursday. We're bumping up to 92. And then Friday, we're looking at 96 degrees. So we are definitely warming up. If you have outdoor chores, the next couple of days is the time to do them because we are getting warm into the weekend.
Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-37. Shasta Gas Propane went down and fed all of our VA clinic, all three branches of it, a couple weeks ago. Wanted to say thanks. Now, we are here with two gentlemen that are represent... Again, as you know, last Friday we had two of our local restaurateurs, Robbie Cleary and Lynn Moss from Cleary's and Country Kitchen, talking about the impacts and what it's going to, you know, on them and what's happened. Well, I have today Ed Roman of Sierra Gibbs and Bruce Dean, who is the president, CEO, owner of Black Bear Diners, a national organization. Did I get that right?
Co-founder, executive chairman, no longer the CEO.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that you're only spending 12 hours in the office.
Yeah, exactly.
But both of you all are looking at the future and moving things forward. So let's start with our local Ed Roman. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, you know what? Just kind of like everybody else. You know, I'm upright and I feel healthy and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm kind of like most of the North State. I've reached the point where, you know, we're different up here than Southern California. We're not sitting on top of each other. You know, MoDoc County's been practicing social distancing for 100 years, maybe 150 years, you know. So
they got it down. Yeah.
They got it down, right. No cases at all. But I think people are, I think they're reaching the end of the social contract we have with each other.
I noticed you got rid of Linda, so I'm really kind of worried.
She's on assignment.
Yeah.
She's
not.
Hopefully she'll be back Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you just give us, tell us what happened. You've kind of been, you know, kind of in the lead, see you in the papers a lot when it comes to what's happening to the restaurants here in town.
Yeah, well, I got a big mouth, so.
Well, no, you've played a big part in our, you know, like getting the policing, getting all the places on Hilltop to get together with the Hilltop Business Association to fight back during some of the worst times we have with criminals here. Not that it's over. It's just slowed down.
Yeah, and this is just kind of an adjustment, this one. You know, Bruce and I have had a number of conversations about you know, what's transpired with COVID-19 and you know, how it's affected our businesses and what we can look for in the future. We spoke several weeks ago, and actually Bruce introduced me to some stuff from Texas that he'd picked up about Texas's reopening. And I said, you know, this is good stuff. I mean, we've been under for about six, eight weeks now. And Texas had a pretty good plan laid out as far as, what their expectations were. And they had a portion that, was basically just for restaurant operations.
And we
started talking about it and thought, you know, it'd be a good idea if maybe somebody took the lead and wrote up at least a procedure with opening up in mind. And so we invited Dr. Karen Randstrom and Donnell Ewert, along with Supervisor Joe Cominti to come to C.R. Gibbs. And Bruce and I met him there, and I had my staff just sort of realign the restaurant for what I would look at as reopening. And we talked about a number of things. We talked about the county's expectation, which, you know, Bruce and I, again, we're talking about it's going to follow the lines of what the governor says. I don't think that our county by any means is going to be any more difficult to work with than the state would be.
I was very pleased with what they listened very well to us and took our advice to heart. I believe I was very pleased with the meeting.
So what is okay? So the plan then that you envision, that you've already briefed to the lady, the doctor who will open or close places at whim. Okay, I shouldn't say at whim, under the rules. Okay,
right.
But you know, so I tell you what, let's take a quick break now early so we can talk about this whole plan when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You heard how hot it's going to be up in the 90s. So if you haven't had a chance to have your HVAC looked at because you're kind of in a state of shock, thinking is that when you come out and you see your shadow, that you're not going back in for 6 weeks because it's 98 degrees. So give Alliance Heating and Air a call. Have them come out. Take a look at your HVAC. Make sure that your filters are clean, your air ducts are still working correctly, that your thermostat is working correctly. You make an appointment with Alliance Heating and Air, and they show up on time. They don't give you a 1 to 3, you know, time period. They say they're going to show up at 12:30. Go stand by the door at about 12:28 because they're going to be waiting for you right there. And that's a lot to, you know, that's a lot to say for a business that's been in the business over 25 years, been voted best in the North States, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages with Bruce Dean of Black Bear Diners and Ed Roman, Sierra Gibbs.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I tell you what, Cornerstone Community Bank stood up and helped a whole lot of people real quick in this town. And I didn't know it until we had Jeff Fink on, is that 2 years ago they ran a pandemic exercise to see how they would make it work with 70% of the people at home, what kind of communications, what kind of computer setups they were supposed to have. And they pulled that plan out and dusted it off, and it worked.
I'm on the board of directors of Cornerstone Bank, so I'm very proud to be.
Oh, I tell you what.
How they've acted in this whole scenario.
I tell you, and there's I've heard several people say that Cornerstone is their new bank.
Yeah.
Anyway, two branches, 1845 California Street, right here, down from Jack's Grill, and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. You can learn more online at bankcornerstone.com, but they're still moving people's dreams forward. I'm here with Bruce Dean, who is the co-founder and the executive vice president, I guess.
Executive chairman.
Executive chairman, you know, taking a step, you know, a step back.
A little bit.
You know, and from Blackbeard Diners. How many do you have now?
140.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I tell people it's 175. I just gave you 35 new restaurants someplace.
He didn't want them. Probably good not to have
them. Probably not to have those right now. And, of course, Ed Rollman of Sierra Gibbs, both well-known. Both of them, who's on the Chamber of on our Chamber of Commerce?
Either one of us now. We're both
members. But you both
members.
Used to be.
Yeah, but
you
we both
used
board,
to be on the board members.
Yeah.
Okay. So you briefed a plan to the Donnell Ewert, Health and Human Services Officer, who's been on a couple of times, and Dr.
Karen Ramstrom.
Who is the one who has kind of the final say on how this happens, about what restaurants can look like when they open up. So what do you envision then? When you briefed them, what were some of the specifics on that?
Well, I think our specifics were just kind of to find out. Number one, a county can be more stern than the governor can be.
Yeah.
And neither one of us knew Dr. Ramstrom at all. And so our idea.
I don't think anybody knew her until this started.
Yeah.
She's a popular lady now. You know, and we were just concerned about what did she want? And so I think we were both really pleased that she walked in and just said, "You tell me what your plan is." And we walked her through some of the ideas that we had, and she said basically, okay, why don't you guys help write, you know, the opening procedures, you know. Yeah.
That's great.
Give her
some guidance on some of the things that we're seeing, what I saw in Texas. Texas is now open, 25% occupancy only. So, and the fact that we do business in Texas, is, and they had some great ideas down there. And we just shared a lot of those ideas with her. And Ed showed her his restaurant, which he's done a really good job of separating guests out. So,
yeah, I think she's going to be easy to work with as far as I think she's going to listen to our input as an industry.
Well, you guys have been in the industry a long time, and she probably, you know, what she knows about restaurants, and this is nothing about her, it's like most of us, what you know about restaurants is when you walk in and you sit down, you know, is your silverware clean, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's not just separating, though, is it? There's more to it than that.
Well, let me tell you kind of some of the things that we're doing.
Sure.
Taking some of these Texas guidelines, some that we did ourselves.
And this is Bruce Dean, Black Bear Diner.
Yeah. So we're actually posting something, going to be posting a kind of a promise to our guests on the outside of each of our restaurants. We're basically, when our staff comes in, they're going to have to pass a wellness check. Okay. So we're going to have to ask them how they're doing, how they feel. You know, is anybody in their home sick? So they're going to go through a process here of, you know, filling out this health survey prior to coming to work. We don't want a sick employee in any restaurant anywhere.
In any industry.
Right, in any industry. And then we're going to do appropriate social distancing, all tables 6 feet apart to the degree that you can. Hand sanitizer and hand washing stations available upon entry and exit and by the bathrooms, so that anytime you're touching a handle or something, you have an ability to use hand sanitizer. And in our restaurants, we're actually identifying one person whose job will be to go around and all they do is sanitize all day long. They're going to sanitize the handles on the front door, the rails outside, bathrooms, anything the customer touches. Credit card machines. You don't think much about it, but you touch credit cards.
I've seen those little finger stalls that you can, you know,
right.
the mini ones that I had. That you could use. I don't think anybody uses them, but the idea then you're going to sanitize all the handles going into the bathrooms, yeah. And then people can use sanitizer, and then of course after you use it, everybody washes their hands.
Right.
Do you have towel dispensers?
We do, touchless.
Touchless.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have touchless too?
Mine aren't touchless, but they're individual sheets.
Yeah.
That you can pull out, because then you use that to open the door as you're going out.
Faucets are touchless, which are cool. Yeah. You don't have to turn the handles on and off.
Yeah. And you've been like that, but everybody.
Yeah, people have been sensitive like that about that stuff for a long time. Yeah. And so we're going to, you know, clean and sanitize common areas regularly. Clean and sanitize every table, every chair after every guest. So you come in and clean the tables, clean the seats, and we're not going to put a lot of stuff on the tables. I don't think you're putting anything on the tables, right?
Okay, that's the other thing, then. So that, like, condiments and silverware and all that, that's going to be brought out when you sit down. And you have to ask for the condiments, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be in the beginning. I think the beginning few weeks, at least our plan is all the condiments you bring to the table, with the exception of the silverware and the plates and stuff that go with all the condiments are going to be disposable. So you'll get salt and pepper packets. You're not going to get salt and pepper shakers to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once we get a few months into it, then, you know, we'll start
putting
stuff back in. And, you know, it's really foreign to my thinking to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Sure. But
I think the more you do where it's one, you know, the individual is the only person touching that stuff, the better off you are. Take, for example, a napkin, a linen napkin. When a person uses a linen napkin, you know, multiple people are going to touch that napkin afterwards. And so, you know, we're going to go to paper napkins in the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow. Eventually, we'll work back to where our linen napkins become part of our you know, program. But I think in the beginning stages, we got to play a little bit safer than we normally would. Masks.
Yep.
You know, we've talked
masking,
a lot about
are
that.
Are you masking your servers?
Masking all our employees and gloves for all the employees inside the restaurant.
Which leads to the question coming in from our chat room. Different cleaning rags for each table?
you know what, you're going to have to sanitize each mm-hmm. table. So you basically, we've generally in the restaurant have called bleach buckets.
Uh-huh.
So basically you take a towel and you put it back into the bleach bucket, which sanitizes
okay.
it, and then you can use it. But it, they're right. I mean, it doesn't do you any good to clean a table with a towel that's been used in more than one place.
Yeah, they're seeing this in grocery stores. They wipe it off, and it's the same.
Yeah, I mean, bag.
If you don't use the bleach bucket after you use the towel, then it's contaminated. Once you put it back in the bleach bucket, you know, you're going to have multiple towels mm-hmm. in there. They're going to it'll be fine because that bleach
will kill
is
everything.
A solution that yeah. kills everything.
Yeah. And so, you know, these are the things well, that we're going to do.
Your kitchens are that's not going to have a lot of changes because you're using a lot of sanitary procedures there anyway.
You keep everything as clean yeah. as you can all the time to sanitize your cutting boards and mm-hmm. do all the things, your knives, all those kinds of things. You generally do that stuff, have done it traditionally.
What do you think people, because, you know, instead of getting, would you like some cracked pepper on your salad, you're going to just open up your little pepper pack and pour it on there. What impact do you think this is going to have on people? You think people are going to go, well, it does take away a little bit from the experience. So,
well, that yeah, I mean, it definitely takes away from the experience, and I think, you know, part of it is that we got to do that. I mean, that's the way it is for a period of time until mm-hmm. we know that this virus is, you know, this virus is real.
Yeah,
and the fact that the reality of the virus is it's not going to go away just because we open up. Yeah. And so when we open up, we've got a period of time we've got to work with until somebody says it's all clear and we move forward. And then you'll start seeing that stuff come back.
Yeah, or you sit there and you do this. That's what I put on a set of gloves today just to kind of show
yeah.
what we're going to walk around.
They're pretty purple,
but
they're
a nice color.
Yeah, I noticed it when he was hugging me.
But you sit there, if you had a restaurant that had a pepper shaker that shake on your salads, they're just going to have to put gloves on for that, and then after they do it, they're going to have to take them off and get a new set on.
Wow.
So that's just the only way you're going to be able to do it, or sanitize that pepper shaker every time you use it.
Yeah.
And I think the guests are going to be, you know.
I think people are going to understand this. Yeah. And again, they want to get out. And so being able to go to a restaurant, even though we had Jeff tell us it's going to be a U-shaped economy coming back, but I've heard other experts say that. I'm not so sure in certain towns. I have this feeling about Redding that, you know, we have, was it 50, at least 50% of the people here work for the government or the hospitals. They have the income. They're not businesses. So, I mean, when this is opened up, you know, here they come.
Well, you know, I believe that going out to eat is much more than just feeding yourself.
Yeah, it is.
It's the social dynamic of going out and talking with people and going out with your friends and going out after church for breakfast and a Friday night dinner with your friends. It's much more than just eating. We can eat. I mean, that's what we're doing now. We're going to the store or shipping food in to eat. But it's not nearly the same, is it?
No.
No, it's not nearly the same.
I get comments all the time back on Facebook and social media stuff where, you know, people say, gosh, we just miss you guys, you know, just because they're used to coming in and visiting with Jeff the bartender or Denisha the server. You know, they have their favorite people that they like to go see, and they're not seeing them right now, and they're not seeing their friends.
Well, you go to places, you know, also in business. And part of your business is having a nice lunch where it's, you know, the place is, you know, conducive to talking, you know, little business or, you know, whatever.
It's just part of it.
And,
part of the fabric.
And having meetings at your all's places too. So,
you know, Carl, you ask if people will accept that stuff because we have a hotel too. We've seen a little different because we've had to remove basically everything out of a hotel room that is like a pen, like the pen you've got sitting there on your desk.
I sanitize it every day.
Either you sanitize it every time or you get rid of it. And so a lot of stuff we've just gotten rid of until after this is over, and then we go back and reset those rooms the way that we want them set up.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, but, you know, anything in the Bible, the paper, all that stuff's gone.
You can't sanitize every page of the Bible. Yeah,
no, true. Can't do that. I'm here with Ed Roman of Sierra Gibbs and Bruce Dean, co-founder of executive chairman. I'll get this at some point of the Black Bear Diners, which is national. And this is interesting because we have national and a local. And I want to, when we come back, I want to ask you, Bruce, about other of your diners that are in different states,
right,
because some states didn't close down very much. But
well, they're closed down, but some of them have reopened.
Have reopened already.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And he's just been with us from the very beginning that we launched this station. And I can tell you is that he just does outstanding work. He fixed a crack in my windshield, about 12-inch crack, 13, 14 years ago. And you still can't see it. And this is the kind of work he does. This is, he is truly a professional from the old school, and he guarantees it for life. If he can't fix it, he'll just tell you he's not going to waste your time or money. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. He's open. And you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, going up to 82.
A lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in their row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as red. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. to 212121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it's the 4th of May, 7:35 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a business that's not open, but should be. But the day it opens up, it's going to be inundated with customers, is Four Winds Jewelry, because we've been locked up with our loved ones for 6 weeks. And somewhere along there, you know that we have offended them. So you go down, there's going to be I'm sure that Rebecca will probably have a whole case. It says, COVID-19, I love you, or COVID-19, I'm sorry, presents right there. You know, bracelets, earrings, rings, you name it. Four Winds Jewelry, though, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great people down there, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Bruce Dean, who is the co-founder of Black Bear Diners. They're up to 140 nationwide, and he executive chairman of it. Has taken kind of taken a little step back and, here as y'all have spread out. You can only go so much.
Thought it was a step back.
It's not. You're in there every day. Yeah. Hey, and Ed Roman, of course, of Sierra Gibbs, one of the leaders in our, both of them leaders in our town when it comes to our community and businesses. And of Sierra Gibbs has been here. How long has Sierra Gibbs been here?
Oh, 40 plus years now.
Really? Yeah. 40 plus years. Wow. And Black Bear Diner's been around.
Well, we started Mount Shasta 25 years ago. Been here in Redding for 23 years.
23 years.
Yeah. I still don't have a title as long as his.
You just put it on your business card.
Yes, but see our gift. Yeah. They know who you are. Yeah. Somebody said that I was doing fake news when I said 40 to 50,000 government employees live in Redding. Probably, okay. I take it back. It's not 40 or 50,000, but I was counting all the bureaucracy of the county, the city, the state, federal, school teachers, VA, everything that has to do with that. And you're right, it's probably not 40 to 50,000, but if you look at the number of people that are working here, it's probably a good percentage.
Well, it is, but it, from our respect, there are a lot of people that are coming into our businesses and support all the businesses in Redding.
Right.
Because, in fact, we are the county seat, and we have state and some federal offices here and everything.
Sure.
That's positive for us.
Yeah.
Because it's a good base of employment that makes us successful.
So it's, okay, not 40 or – I say of the, you know, of the people that are working, you count their families, I think it's probably close. But you can, you know, find out the exact number and call me, and I'll make sure I use that on the next show. When you have getting your employees back, do you think that's going to be a problem or not?
Well, let me give you a little real life exercise in the fact that, again, because we're in 14 states and we're in Texas and Oklahoma, Utah opened up. On the first, our franchisees opened there. And what we found is that, yes, our employees are making a good amount of money on unemployment, thank goodness, because they're hurting. And but they too want to get back and see their customers, see their friends. It's their social fabric to come to work. And to be part of something bigger than themselves, they want to come back. And so what we've found in those restaurants that are well-run, where we have good managers and good esprit de corps, those employees want to come back.
Okay.
And so we're not having an issue with that in our restaurants in the states Texas opened at 25% occupancy. Utah's at 50, and so.
But it's less people, it's, too, right?
Yes, right.
So when you call back, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's
you've got to structure how you bring people back, and we're doing it from a seniority level. Those that have been with us the longest come back the first, and they're wanting to come back is what we found. Ed, I don't know about you.
Well, we've been able to retain some people because we do have the hotel, and our operation had to move forward, and we did bring some people back, a couple weeks ago, and we basically did it by seniority. We had a couple people that, for whatever reason, you know, their own personal reason, they just said, we'd rather wait until this is over to come back. I think some of it is a fear of the virus itself. I think some of it is, hey, we're getting an opportunity to take some time off, and we're making what we would make if we were working. You know, I think some people did come back for the social end of it because they missed being around some of their coworkers and some of the customers. So,
you know,
we're seeing a mix of it.
A lot of our employees have families and schools are closed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, it's been maybe a godsend to many of our employees who are at home because their children are at home and they don't have to pay for childcare costs on top of all of this that's already being put on them. So
absolutely.
You have a relationship with your people, too. You've been there 40 years. So a lot of the people that have worked with you, I'm sure, have been with you for a while.
Well, and our main goal was, making sure we did what we could to take care of our employees when we knew we had to close. And the government did a lot of good things. They took care of our employees, whether they've got their unemployment checks or not, the extra $600. They've done a pretty good job of making sure that these people that were laid off temporarily were taken care of.
And
so
they got that $1,200 check as
right,
well.
Stimulus was, check.
I mean, these folks, you know, generally, you know, they're paycheck to paycheck and often. And so these were some big help from the government to get them.
How about
through.
The PPP? How did that? Did you apply for that for your?
Well, I'll take that. Yeah, our bank did a fantastic job of helping us through the process and getting the PPP loan, which allowed us to hire people back.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed us to hire them back at what they were making, and even servers, the tips were considered in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big portion of their income, and so we were able to bring back a lot of our employees. The PPP money, if used correctly, will be, a great way for us to stay whole until we can open our restaurants up again.
Sure.
It doesn't replace the revenue stream coming in. We've had to cut back on a lot of things. You hold off on paying some of your purveyors. You might pay them, a week later than you normally would. All in all, what the government did with the PPP loans and with the stimulus money and what they've done with unemployment, I think that it has helped to offset what could have been a financial crisis for many, many, many people, especially those people who do live paycheck to paycheck.
Okay. And nationally?
As far as PPP across the country?
Right.
You know, we had to lay off 2,700 employees across 14 states, and very painful. And the fact that we were able to help get these people back in these restaurants now, within mm-hmm. this 8-week time period, has been very helpful. You know, we're going to be bringing them back in Texas and Utah. Oklahoma opens up very soon. Kansas opens up. So we're in a lot of those Midwestern states. So very helpful in being able to get those people back, get them retrained again, and get them back to be a level of efficiency when we can open.
Okay. What about groups? You all do, groups come to your restaurants. And especially, I know you've got specific areas that you have set aside for that, Ed.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things I would say on that is I think when we open back up, I don't think they're going to allow anything more than 10 family members at a table. So in other words, you can't right off. I don't think people are going to be able to go invite all their friends to come in and have, a party. I think 10 is going to be the maximum. We have one big table that is designed to do that. And, you know, I don't think we'll be doing more than one big group at a time. Now, I did ask Dr. Ramstrom when she was there, and her answer was, you know, we'll gradually build up. You know, maybe in a month or two we'll go to 25, maybe to 50 after that. You know, and that really affects things like Rotary clubs. You know, my Rotary club is in excess of 140 people, meets at Riverview every week. And so, you know, we haven't been able to meet. And I think that's going to affect groups of, you know, especially down the road of larger than 25, 50, whatever that number becomes. I don't even know by Christmas time, which is our biggest season for big groups, whether we'll be back, you know, where we can do them by then. So
I have a – okay, we got to take a break now. But I have a question when we come back about this, that about your thoughts on the COVID-19, your thoughts on, you know, have we pulled back too much? If the studies that are coming out now from Stanford and New York and L.A. and all around the world are showing COVID is much more prevalent than we ever thought. Many more people have been exposed and have had this. Your thoughts about maybe bringing things up quicker. Okay, when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Sharon Clark's been doing this for 16 years. And at this point, where so many people are in their homes and cannot get out to help other people that they were helping before, Sharon Clark has stood up, and she is just doing fantastic work in helping people, whether it's a couple hours a day, if it's a couple of days a week, or if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sharon has stepped up to help all these people in need. You can't say much more about somebody than that, that just really reaches out to help. If you need some, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 if you need some assistance, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. She does, you know, personal consultations, with you and your family to come up with a plan that works for you. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Ed Roman of Sierra Gibbs and Bruce Dean of Black Bear Diners.
Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun to make a strawberry lemon pie?
The Candyman?
The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Crazy, we finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was going to say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567. We said that there was 13,700 people working for the government. And then I said, well, we didn't count in retired government workers and military in there. And we didn't count the hospitals or medical facilities here, which probably hire another several thousand. I may not get to my 50%, okay, but it's more probably Redding and Shasta County has more than a lot of other places because we are the county seat and all these other things. But okay, but I'll back off and say, you're right, I was wrong. It wasn't 40%. Okay.
I think the point is we want to thank all those people for coming and enjoying food and all the restaurants and the support that they've given us as guests. Yeah. I appreciate that.
We were just talking about the future here. So
as far as getting these things open again, well, you know, I've got to tell you, I mean, most of us have been around town here where the essential businesses are open. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I went into one the other day, a large store, and, 70% of the guests weren't wearing masks, weren't wearing gloves, were elbow to elbow, and we've all been in them here in town because we want to go out and we want to do something. We want to go do something at the house, or we want to plant something, or we want to do something. So we've gone to these places. And I'll tell you what, we can do a much better job of separating guests in our restaurants today. You know, six mm-hmm. feet apart, you come in, we can do it. We could be open now and be protecting guests more than the essential businesses now, I tell you.
Well, yeah, you go to a lot of places, and today Costco has just required all people to wear masks or a face covering.
Right.
So I'm thinking about starting a contest here on the best mask. Because people now are using them as almost as fashion accessories. Even with the groups coming back in, do you think that this is going to, with the number of people that they're discovering that have had CV-19, that they're going to take this into account once they, you know, start getting numbers, which means they can open up a little bit sooner?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on which side of the fence that you sit on. I think that COVID-19 was probably here way before we realized it was here.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. I do believe that there is some immunity out there that is built up. I do believe that part of the big problem in the media was able to really grab a hold of this was that, you know, you had big areas like New York and Boston and cities like New Orleans and maybe even to a degree L.A. That were so – everybody's just so close and elbow to elbow. Kind of like Bruce said, you know, you go to some of the stores and you're packed on each other. And I think that that's the biggest issue. And Bruce is 100% right. In most restaurants that are large enough, like I have a good sized restaurant, and I realize that there's a big difference between my restaurant and some of the smaller ones, but I can give you the space that you need to be able to be protected while you're in my restaurant, my environment. My staff will have masks on. Now, will the customer next to you, that's going to be, I think, totally up to the customer, unless the governor makes some kind of a mandate that when you're in public, as long as you're not chewing food, you got to have your mask on. I don't see that happening. So I think people are going to be pretty well protected in a restaurant environment as long as they're cautious as well.
Right. And we have to, as owners, we have to protect our guests, but we also need to protect our employees. And so it's very important that we get the sanitation processes in place. We get the social separation in place, because it's good for our guests and good for our employees. And so very important. And I think we could do that today. I mean, like I said, I could separate guests better in our restaurant here, and I believe most restaurants here in town could, versus what I saw yesterday at an essential business. So, you know, and it's really, I just wonder, why is it, and I'm not picking on anybody, why is it okay to buy a pair of jeans at Walmart, but you can't buy a pair of jeans at Macy's, JCPenney, or Kohl's? Those employees are all out of work. Yet, if you want to go buy a pair of shoes or a shirt or a pair of jeans or socks or whatever, you can only go to this essential business. So it's inequitable and unequitable, I believe, in many ways. And I think we're kind of at the edge here, where people are kind of at the end of their rope. I don't know what you – I just feel it.
Well, a lot of feedback I get. People are now, they're starting to organize.
Right. Yeah.
Well, all weekend long I've been hearing rumors that the governor was going to make a big announcement this week. And hopefully that big announcement is that, you know, he's gonna allow restaurants to open back up. He's gonna allow some essential businesses to go back. I really wish he would reconsider this, the thing for like barbers and beauticians and massage therapists, and, you know, because I think that these people that have businesses where they're one-on-one, they could be just as safe if they take the precautions as anyone.
You can't tell me that at a barbershop that's got two chairs and they can set up appointments, so one person comes in, gets their haircut, and they're 6 feet away or even more than the next guy, and that they sanitize their stuff afterwards. They have a number of different, the things that put around your neck and all that they couldn't open up.
I think so. And one of your advertisers, jewelry store, right?
Yeah.
You mean they couldn't set an appointment for guests who want to come in and buy some jewelry for an anniversary that's coming up, or a birthday, or a special event, that they couldn't call that business up and say, can I come in at 10 o'clock
and run on appointments?
Yeah,
there.
And you could run your business. The problem is here, is that there are going to be a significant number of businesses across the spectrum who do not survive this.
That was the question I wanted to ask you. And from the Restaurateurs Association you've both been associated with, but you were the president.
I was the chairman of the Restaurant Association in 2015 and still associated with it. They believe that over 30% of the restaurants in California will not survive this. It's a low margin business to begin with for most restaurants, and most people don't know that. But the average restaurant in California makes between 3 and 5% profit. It's just it's one of these businesses that nobody ever starts with enough money, and you've got a great idea, and you try to get it together, and it's hard, and you need to hire people, and you just can't understand why the utility bill's so high and the insurance bill's so high and your labor's so high and they keep going up a dollar a year, right? And so it's hard to do it. So they expect that
30%
will not survive this. And what about the other businesses too that sat there, and you know, they're still, you know, not all landlords waived rents during this period of time.
Yeah.
You know, how many people are paying rents on buildings they can't open? So I just think us as consumers and society as a whole is much more cognizant of the needs that we have today. Again, I wore gloves today in here. I would never have wore gloves anywhere, or I've got a mask in my pocket, right? But people are cognizant. So why don't we sit there and just say, look, there's certain ramifications that we need to follow. Let's get these places open and let's just do good business.
And I think the three things you got to remember, social distancing is here. It's going to stay for a while. You're going to have to wear a mask for a while. Sanitation, so important, not just for a restaurant.
Anywhere.
But for you, when you walk out, washing your hands. How many times more do you wash your hands?
I don't think I have fingerprints left. I've washed my hands so much.
They're dry.
And I carry the
fingertips are dry. Yeah. I mean, it's just part of what we're going to be doing. For
the way it's going to be. You know,
a long time.
I don't want to catch this thing. You don't want to catch this thing.
No.
You don't want it.
Not at our age.
No. No, definitely.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me today. Ed Rollman, Sierra Gibbs, and Bruce Dean, co-founder, and has 140 of these black beer diners all over the United States. If the biggest complaint I hear is that you give us too much food, I'll live with it.
Your choice. You can take some home.
Take some home. That's right. You know, that's why you have take-home boxes
right.
that will be sanitized
that's right.
before you go. Thank you very much, gents. And when we start opening up and we start launching again, hopefully I can get you all back in there.
Sounds good.
Thank okay. I was going to have Enjoy the Magazine in here today, but I don't see him sitting out there. So it may be the next hour is open line and we can discuss a few things that have been happening around here.
He also told the Fox News Channel program that the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a cover-up by the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government led to the coronavirus pandemic.
These are the kind of things that have now presented this enormous crisis, an enormous loss of life, and tremendous economic cost all across the globe. The Australians agree with that. You hear the Europeans beginning to say the same thing. I think the whole world is united, understanding that China brought this virus to the world.
Pompeo made an appearance on ABC's This Week program. Italy, the first country in the world to apply heavy virus measures, is easing some restrictions, making life easier for citizens.
Italy was the first European country to lock down, and today it began waking up. Factories, manufacturing, a lot of construction activity has been allowed to reopen. There was more traffic on the streets in Rome. Transport, people who got locked down in the north of Italy were allowed to return back to their homes in the south. So Italy is coming back to life today.
Correspondent Nicole Winfield reporting. NFL news, the Miami Dolphins say Don Shula, the winningest coach in pro football history, has died at the age of 90. Shula coached the league's only perfect season, 17-0, with the 1972 Dolphins and six Super Bowl appearances. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 244 points. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, is up by 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're about to hear a commercial for a very unique mortgage team that has a very specific advantage that could save your family monthly and lifelong money. Two things you should know. One, we were started by a dad and his son and his wife and his sister-in-law, and we've grown to be a faith-focused mortgage team that's helping families across the U.S. We're faith and family at our core, and we don't hide it. Two, we've still stayed fairly small, on purpose. We're only about a couple dozen people, a makeup that we believe lets us truly know every person that calls. But we also have a big advantage. Our company is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, a reality that often allows us to get you a better rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Unimpressed by online classes, students in more than 25 universities have filed lawsuits demanding tuition refunds from their schools after finding what they're being offered doesn't match up to the classroom experience.
The class action lawsuits have been filed against private schools and public universities alike. The suits reflect students' growing frustration with online classes that schools scrambled to create as the coronavirus forced campuses across the nation to shut down. Colleges reject the idea of a refund. They insist after being forced to close, they are still offering students a quality education.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. Clearwater Beach officially reopened to the public before sunrise this morning. Police removed closed signs from barricades at 7 a.m. to the cheers of the 50 or so people waiting to step on the freshly groomed sand. Clearwater police have a large presence patrolling the beach and urging people to socially distance. News and analysis at townhall.com. It was a morning of firsts for the Supreme Court, the first time audio of the court's arguments were heard live by the world and the first arguments by telephone. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports the High Court has long resisted these changes.
Justices have given several reasons for this. One, they think it would somehow cheapen or the august proceedings inside the courtroom. Some fear that some of the lawyers or maybe even the justices themselves would sort of grandstand if they knew cameras were there.
The changes are the result of the coronavirus pandemic, which has made holding courtroom sessions unsafe. Officials in Nebraska are forging ahead with plans for the state's May 12th primary, despite calls from Democrats to only offer voting by mail and concerns from public health officials that in-person voting will help the coronavirus spread. Top Republican officials have repeatedly urged voters to cast early absentee ballots. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, our phone lines here are 605-4567, 530-605-4567 if you're calling out of the area. It is the 4th of May, Monday, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Ashley. And Ashley, it looks like it's going to be you and me and the audience for Open Line Monday after
nice.
This. So what's the weather look
it's,
like?
It's an important holiday, so we can maybe talk about that a little bit later. We are looking at a high of 82 degrees today. So, yes, our important holiday is Star Wars Day. We were talking about that before the show started.
Oh, but you know, it's an important day. I don't think it's a holiday.
It is.
I guess we could take a vote.
National holiday.
I guess we could take a vote. Well, it must be working.
Yes.
A lot of people are staying home.
It's an important day.
Okay.
It's also National Candied Orange Peel Day.
How do these things become days? Don't these things have to be, like, proclaimed someplace?
I'm looking at the National Day Calendar, and they
okay.
have five or six, sometimes just two or three, but they have several per day.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
Anyway, today's weather, we're looking at a high of 82 degrees with a slight west wind in the afternoon, but it should be pretty gentle, pretty nice spring day. Low 51 overnight, and then 83 tomorrow, and that'll maintain throughout the rest of the week until about Friday. We're going to bump up to 96 degrees.
Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. That gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We have had no new cases of COVID-19. Everything is staying just the same as it was. Elective surgeries are starting this week. I thought they had started last week, but they're saying officially starting this week, which means that people that have had hip, knee replacements, shoulders, all those kind of things, are able to get those fixed now and get out of pain. I understand why at the first 6 weeks ago they may have just canceled all of that, because not knowing all the facts about COVID-19 and wanting to keep the hospitals open for a mad rush of cases, if indeed, unfortunately, that had happened. But after 3 or 4 weeks, you would think that they'd be able to start sooner than this. But I'm glad it started back. A lot of medical professionals were put on were put on furlough because they weren't running the having these operations, and elective operations keeps the lights on in a lot of places around here, a lot of the hospitals and clinics here. So I'm glad it started up again. Let's go to the phones. Let me see. Who do we start with? Let's start with Terry. Good morning.
Morning, Carl. How you doing?
Well, you know, we talked. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Is your family okay?
Pardon me?
Is your family okay?
Of course.
We were talking with I just got cut off. Okay, I'm back again. We were talking with Ed Rollman and Bruce Dean, and at the end there we were talking about that the social fabric is starting to fray. And my comment was that people are organizing because they've had enough, and I think you're going to tell me.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little what happened in Sacramento since I was there. I was actually doing an interview
with
Michael
Warnken. Did you get arrested?
On the steps when the police started to push everybody back.
Did you get arrested?
No.
Come on.
But I want to talk, well, but it's not funny, because people that got arrested, three were women. One was a 15-year-old girl was assaulted. And if you go to Freedom Angels on Facebook, that's Freedom Angels on Facebook, you also go to Facebook itself or to YouTube, you will see a young Marine vet who's now a doctor. His name is Dr. Cordy Williams. He talks to the police as they stand on there. He talks to them and talks them down. This was put on Facebook, and you were talking about the 4,000 hits you got the other day. This one's gotten 4,742,624 views. The police threw a pastor to the ground. They went out and arrested him. The pictures show Tara and Denise and Heidi, the Freedom Angels, being dragged up steps. They when they did the citations for these ladies, they had the wrong numbers on them. They ended up releasing them. They didn't put them in jail because when we talk about social distancing, and that's what they were arrested for, there were pictures, and every one of those policemen, Carl, those highway patrolmen, none of them had masks. They congregated as many as 30 and 40 together, all yucking it up, no masks. The governor has denied he gave the order to push people off of the property. 4,742,624 views. It's 11 minutes, and my hat goes off to this young Marine vet who's now a doctor who really shows what it is to be a patriot, and he talks to these police officers, and they all turn around and walk away.
And if you go to the show, Terry's show on Sunday, and then into Sovereign Minds, you had interviews with the ladies.
Well, we know them.
I heard the interviews with the ladies, and
yeah.
They do not sound like strident type individuals. They're just people that say, hey, it's time. Time to come.
Well, they're actually ladies like your wife and my wife. They're younger, but they have children. In fact, Heidi's son was pulled from her. They have children. Their husbands all work, and their husbands sent them there, pay for their hotel rooms. They're people that, just like us. There was the Sacramento Bee counted well over 500 cars. And we know most of those cars had at least two people in them. We know that there was around 3,000 people there. But for something to get almost 5 million views, and oh, by the way, that grew over 1 million views just yesterday, because what's gone on here with the tyranny that this governor is doing is way past whether we should sit down at Black Bear Diner. What he is doing, and there's no doubt about it, there's no question about it, there will be lawsuits. There already is three. Law firm. People have seen Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News. She's already taken on three cases. Mark Muser, who has his own law firm, also was the Republican candidate for the Secretary of State in the state of California, has taken on some of these. This is not going to stop, and this has happened to. And I kind of feel a bit for the Highway Patrol because Governor Newsom, again yesterday, said, "No, I didn't give that order. It wasn't me. I didn't do it."
And you know what it does? I'm glad you brought that up because it puts our law enforcement in a really, really tough spot. And for them to be described as Gestapo or anything like that isn't – you know what? It puts them in a tough spot because they're trying to follow orders.
Why did they leave?
That was up to them. But, you know, I don't know. But describing them as Gestapo isn't right. I mean, you may not agree with it. They're putting you know what?
Why would you follow an order if it's unconstitutional and you know it? Why would you follow an order? I mean, it's like Dr. Williams said.
He said, you know, what are you going to tell your, you know, the news may cover this up.
What I'm saying, Terry, is this, is whether it's, but, no, I, and I agree with you, if it's unconstitutional, but to describe him as Gestapo is wrong.
Well, when you saw some of the things that we saw, Carl, and we witnessed, when you see a 15-year-old girl screaming because they put their hands on her and took a flag from her and bent it, when you see these kinds of things happening in front of you, when you see women in nice dresses being dragged up steps, when you see them pushing forward, the crowd was never violent. As you watch the video that was made, you'll see that at first people were celebrating. They were talking. It was fine. And then as the police lined up again without social distancing from each other, and again, no masks, no nothing, 5, 6, 7 of them standing on a corner. And when they do this, I talked to several of them. I asked them, in fact, I talked to a couple of sergeants, and I said, well, you know, this is unconstitutional. What are you guys doing? And he said, I'm just following orders. And I said, well, you know, what if your son or daughter's out here? I mean, what if you're being told to do something? It isn't as simple as just following orders. And, Carl, I really would like you to watch this video because, again, our former Marine, Dr. Cordy Williams, talks to these men, talks to these highway patrolmen, talks to these people in riot gear, and these guys turn around and walk back and say, yeah, you know what? I've got a family to go home to tonight. How do I explain to my little girl or my little boy that I dragged a woman, just a woman up steps, handcuffed her, and I don't even know what I arrested her for?
Well,
I mean, seriously, the thing is you have to ask yourself, even if you are a police officer, I mean,
okay,
you have
Terry.
To start asking yourself what's right and what's wrong, what's
okay,
constitutional
Terry.
And what isn't.
All right.
And then the governor throws you under the bus.
Yeah, then that's the other big part. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Got to take
sure.
a break. Richard, we'll get to you right after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, they're still open. They're still teaching people how to use firearms. They're still teaching classes in CCW. And they're still teaching classes for people that need to recertify their CCW permit. And you can go through the class there. They do the social distancing. They do everything to keep keep the students safe. And then you can go down and get your renewal at the sheriff's office. They're not taking new CCW permits, but they are renewing all the other ones. And there's close to 11,000 of those in this county. 8:16 in the morning. Oh, and you get a hold of Northern Firearms at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. USGunPro.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back. 8:16 in the morning here and 47 degrees.
It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business.
and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and even that rainbow stew. All right, Marty.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. That is 6.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's kind of an open hour here today, so feel free to give me a call today on the 4th of May. Really, it's March the 64th. March 64th, 2020. 8:21 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to go up to 82 today and 84 tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute and fully accredited chest pain center. Now that elective surgeries are starting, it's important to know is that they are highly rated when it comes to hip and knee replacements, heart failure, stroke, complications of surgical complications, and that means infections. And they have a low rate of infections there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Shasta Regional is the ones that handle the COVID-19 when they come in. Let's go to the phones here. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. I called to inform people that if they haven't received their personal stimulus checks and or deposits, that when they try to enter information on the IRS website, they're redirected when they need to input sensitive financial information off the IRS website. I've tried it with three different computers that are connected two different ways, one by Wi-Fi, one by communication line, in three different areas, and I'm getting the same thing. I contacted this local federal representative last week, and they just suggested I try again or something. They're about as helpful as a stick. But if you're being redirected off the IRS website when you're going to input your social and your banking information, including the account and your address, you want to see that IRS.gov up there. I mean, I'm getting a free file of fillableforms.com.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. And you can't contact the IRS. I mean, if you've ever tried, you know what I'm talking about.
And you're 16 days out here.
It doesn't want to hear from you, but, you know, they'll levy your account in a bit. But I'm not getting any help from this congressman's office at all. I'm not an exporter of ag product, so his office doesn't care about average citizens. But it's critical that you don't give that information on something that was redirected.
Okay.
And they can do it. I mean, there's no other reason I can think of besides that they're just trying to get your account. That's all.
Well, you know, but the IRS for that has, I mean, they've already got your account. They've already got all your information. It seems like for us, we got ours right away that they just, put it into our account because we get a, we have a direct deposit. But I understand there's other people that one of them's trying to figure out why they just got $1,000 instead of the $1,200. And then they get a letter saying that they were, that they were going to mail it to them when they've already had the money put into their account. You know, frankly, Richard, you know, a bureaucracy at its very best is cumbersome and makes mistakes everywhere. When you're trying to put out this much, and I'm not defending them. I'm just saying is that there's just, it's as good as the people that are trying to put that stuff in. So.
Well, if LaMalfa can't help people, who can? You know, they just simple gestures.
Did you call the local?
Can look into it themselves.
Did you call the local office here?
Yeah, last week.
Okay, because they usually.
And it was just nothing, just suggestions. I mean, you can tell everybody's interested
in
an average person calling them as they are in why the sky is blue.
Okay, Richard.
But,
all right.
It doesn't solve the situation. Furthermore. That redirection off of the IRS website onto some .com website.
Is it a,
what's that about?
Is that secured, though? Did you look at the top and see if it was secured?
I don't know. All I know is you'd think it would be just strictly IRS all the way, but it isn't. You push that button there, whether you're a filer or non-filer, and then you push it again for inner information. And it goes to that .com website.
Well, I've been to, I've gone into different agencies, and when you say that you're leaving the site, but a lot of the times they put you into another site that they're linked to, and it is a secure line. So it's not like it's an open line that lets anybody get it, and that's they have a different organization that does paperwork for them. Anyway, thanks a lot, Rick.
I just wonder, what do you have IRS website up there for? I mean, if they can't do anything... then you ought to be warned that you will be redirected.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for your phone call. Thanks for the heads up. Okay. Hey, I want to go back here for a second. I understand about it puts our police in a tough spot when they're told to do something. And, clear the steps here. You know, for whatever reason, they're not social distancing. They're not 6 feet apart. Well, that's, as we're saying, is there more and more people organized. What my problem with it is when you start describing the police as Gestapo, you might want to say overbearing. You may want to say forceful or too much force. You can use all those types of things, all types of descriptive words, but not Gestapo. If people that use the word when you use the word Gestapo, it's like people calling each other Nazis. Oh, they're a Nazi. Because you voted for Trump, you're a Nazi. Well, are you? Are you really a Nazi? Well, no, of course not. You're not a Nazi because you voted for Trump, or a Nazi because you voted for, for your vote, or an anarchist because you're voting for, you wanted to vote for Bernie, or whatever it is, these terms. But the term Gestapo, maybe it's because I'm a student of history here. And I know that the Gestapo, when that type of word is used in for the Germans when they went in, when they would come in and arrest people, it wasn't like the people were released. When the Gestapo got a hold of people, they would beat them, they would torture them, they would kill them, they'd show up in the middle of the night, arrest you, and you'd never be seen again, or they'd just bring you outside and shoot you. That's Gestapo. Let's look at it and put it in the true terms of where the word Gestapo came from. It was from during Hitler's reign in Germany, where he murdered, where he tried to exterminate not only the Jewish race, but gypsies. If you were mentally ill, you were gone. If you had anything wrong with you, you were gone. But especially the Jewish nation in Europe. Gestapo, that's what it means. to describe our law enforcement like that is wrong. There's no way you're going to just, you know, you're going to convince me that it's right. You can talk to me about, hey, they're infringing on our Constitution. Well, guess what? My constitutional rights are infringed on every day by this state. Every day this state infringes on my constitutional rights. What right do they have to tell me how fast I can drive? Of course, there's nothing in the Constitution that says I can drive, is there? I don't mind people. I think people should be down in Sacramento. I think they should link arms, and just like they used to do in nonviolent protests, like this one was, and make them arrest everybody. Everybody. Arrest 1,000 people down in Sacramento. That's a statement. But where the police, where the Gestapo's in Chicago, when they were beating people out in the streets and throwing gas at them and people getting their heads cracked and all that, were they being way too forceful? Yeah. Were they thugs? In many cases, they were. But let's just keep things in perspective, and this is one of the problems we have. We don't keep things in perspective. This is a one-of-a-kind, I shouldn't say that. It happened 100 years ago. And I'm not sure what happened back there when people didn't social distance. I know they had laws about even churches having services back there in 1918. But let's not make it harder on the police, who have already got a very, very difficult job. And when we start describing them, let's just start describing them as guys and women that put their lives on the line out there every day. And they get orders that they're told to enforce by having people get off the steps, social distancing, and all this. You know, whether you agree with those laws or you agree with those rules or not, I personally think that social distancing and washing your hands and their idea of what an essential business is, I don't agree with that. I think there should be a lot more businesses opened up. I think it can be done. I think it can be done safely. And I think barbershops, if they, you know, if they're a two-chair barbershop, there's no reason that they shouldn't be open. Why isn't Four Winds Jewelry able to open? Anyway, got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by a group of people that are unsung heroes also, and that's SST Oil and all the truckers and companies out there that are keeping the food moving. And in this instance, keeping your gas, your diesel, your jet fuel for the aircraft, they keep everything moving. And that's all at SST Oil. Not only that, it's been, 53 years in the business. 53 years in the business here. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for drivers. They're always looking for good employees. Well, give them a call. 241-1167. A great company to work for and a great company that supports our town. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
The U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number, 836 in the morning, 56 degrees. I reset my my computer and it went up 7 degrees. 56 degrees out there, going up to 82. This portion of the show brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack at 1177 Shasta Street is open for takeout. They can have, of course, their beer and wine, but also that great food that they have, pizzas that are just extraordinary, their sandwiches, all of this. And I just want to remind everybody that Mary's is open and that you can give them a call at 247-1110 and order and just come in and pick up. They open at 11 a.m. today, lunch and dinner, and they have just fantastic food at Mary's Pizza Shack. Richard called in and said about problems he was having with the stimulus check. Okay, let me give some reasons that some people aren't getting it or they're being delayed. Some people is that they've earned too much money. If you've earned over $75,000, and joint filers earn more than a combined $150,000, and those filings as heads of households who have earned more than $112,000 will have their payments reduced. $5 for every $100 in income. Delays, that could be one of the reasons. I think most people don't fall under that I know. So what else? Delay from tax prep services. The applicant has used tax preparation services to file their taxes. Those services set up a temporary account for some customers to receive tax refund payments from the IRS so they can deduct fees before passing the remainder along to the recipients. So banks with those temporary accounts are located are getting people's stimulus checks and returning them to the IRS, claiming they received them in error. That may be something. So did you have your taxes prepared and did you take an immediate payment? They said, okay, you're getting $2,000 back here. We'll give you a check for $2,000. When the money comes in, they'll take out their money. IRS has incorrect bank information. You know, if you change banks. If a person has changed bank accounts since they last filed taxes, that would impact on their ability to send direct deposits to the proper location. IRS has Get My Payment tool on its website to help people that way. You filed a paper tax return. pavement amounts are determined in most cases by income as reported in people's tax returns. They are currently unable to process paper returns due to COVID-19. Those who have already filed paper returns will have to wait until processing centers reopen to have their – boy, that could take a while. You normally get paper checks for tax refunds. If you typically opt to receive tax refunds via check in the mail, then it's likely your stimulus check will be sent via paper check as well, which takes longer. Wrong amounts. People have received payments, just not for the correct amount. There are Americans who did not receive their bonus payments who want $500 per child. We had somebody, I guess the other day, that said instead of the $1,200, it was $1,000. And then they got a letter saying that they were going to receive the money in the mail, which was totally confusing. And you have to also remember $3 trillion is being covering everything from loans and grants to businesses to local government support. So those are just some of the reasons that you can have a delay in receiving your check. Okay. Let's go to a popular subject right now, Joe Biden and Tara Reid. Joe Biden says, open up the Senate records. Open up the Senate records and let everybody look through that. Okay, Joe, except the Secretary of the Senate says, no, I don't think I'd have to do that. She says that she cannot release records despite Biden's call. Isn't that interesting? The other thing is the University of Delaware that has tons of his documents there. They're saying, nope, we're not going to open them up to anybody. So, and then the next thing I thought was just purely New York Times said, you know, these have to be vetted. So you asked yourself, okay, they have to be vetted, but they should be vetted by like a neutral party. And the New York Times thinks the neutral party should be the Democratic National Committee charged with making a look at it in good faith. Really? Why don't you have just some neutral party that has nothing to do with either the Republicans or the Democrats go through this? And they're saying there's so much information. So if it's on computers, you type in the word Tara Reid and, several others, firings or whatever, and run through your computers there. But to have the Democratic National Committee be the one that does the vetting of these papers, I don't think people are really happy with that. I don't think people would say that's a fair evaluation, just like the Democrats going after Trump. Is that a fair evaluation? Was the FBI investigation of Trump and the dossier, was that fair? I mean, when you get into this and they're learning more and more about it, of course it wasn't fair. But if you're going to give Tara Reid a true time to talk about, a fair shake about what happened 27 years ago. Yeah, do I care that Joe Biden assaulted her? I do, because obviously it is a big thing. It's obviously an important thing. He sexually assaulted her, according to Tara Reid. Joe Biden has said it never happened. There was a congressman from, I think, Massachusetts or Connecticut that said she had to have helped because a woman's sexual organs are not easy. She would have to help him. And this was a Democrat. The state Democratic Party told him to resign, so he did. He resigned because of these stupid things that he said. But it's got to be a fair evaluation if we agreed that Kavanaugh should have all of this from years ago with less documentation than Tara Reid has, then she should have the same rights. And what about Clarence Thomas? What about his rights under this? When he went through the, as he put it, a technical lynching. So I'm going to take an early break. When I come back, I have Lori and Ron on the lines, and I'll get to you all as soon as this break's over. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Hey, they're open. They have a curbside service where you just call them, tell them what you want. and they'll pick it out. You pay for it, and you drive up. They'll come out, and you show them ID, and they'll put it in your trunk, or they'll put it in the back seat of your car, and you drive off. How about that? And Gendra's gas station, Gendra 76 on Cypress and Bocelli, they pump the gas for you, pump your gas. Then they clean your windshields. They check your tires. You don't have to get out of the car. You don't have to touch the gas nozzle, which is one of the ways that we've been told that you can pick up the COVID-19. All of these are businesses right here in town. And Orchard Nutrition, my gosh, it's been around since 1982 and doing just a great job. 100% organic produce. And if that's what you're looking for, because you got to stay healthy while we're fighting off this whole thing, stay healthy, and eating healthy is one of the ways to do it. We'll be right back, 8:44 in the morning on the 4th of May.
Rocky Mountain High.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back for her Thursday show at 6 p.m. on Thursday, talking about the impact this has had on the theater and music and arts, you know, this shutdown, because you don't realize it, but everything, every play, every act coming through is not coming through. And there's rumors that they may not, because of the how many people you can put someplace. It may not start again until after in 2021. So, but this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite non-essential businesses, Cypress Square Barbershop. They should be able to be open. There's only two chairs. They're like 10 feet apart. And as long as you sanitize, use a different bib on everybody, why can't they be open? It's getting to be a little drastic here. I think it is. But then the California Cosmetology, Bureau says any barbershop or beauty shop that opens, they're going to pull their license. That's a bunch of crap. Cypress Square Barbershop, give them a call at 244-9478. They work on appointments, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Let's go to Lori. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. And Ashley, I was hoping I could just invite people to go listen to Sovereign Minds for the three women that called in. It starts at 10:25 in the show, so probably about 20-25 minutes into their two-hour show. Very, very worth listening to. I attended the rally. It was wonderful, great, completely peaceful. My question is, and maybe we might need to consult legal more on this, but if everyone can remember, we were signed into a state or a declaration of emergency on, I believe it was March 13th, and that is when it all went sideways, folks, because then if we are indeed having FEMA basically rule and run everything, our Constitution is being called old or obsolete. I don't know if Trump is always speaking in code or not, but if they're breaking it down and the Constitution is suspended under a declaration of emergency, this would explain a lot of what we're seeing and witnessing. I know the other radio host on the other station is an attorney. I might call him and consult. But go look at March 19th when Trump is at the FEMA Coordination Center, and he said, thank you for empowering FEMA. And then on April 10th, he says, and this is Trump speaking, it's been great and it's been an honor to have been your president, as in the past tense. So if you're interested, I can send you the video. It's like a 10-minute video, and it goes into all the executive orders, why everything's going to start being taken over, and social distancing will give them the green light. I am not so sure the 6 feet. Who decided 6 feet?
I think it had to do with the how far when you're talking that if you're just talking.
Wouldn't it make sense then if you're in a mask, you could be a little bit closer?
It seems like you could be. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think bottom line is I think they're grooming us to get used to being ordered around. And for the social conditioning, the social engineering of keeping your distance, stay apart, and I think it's a test, too, to see how much we'll comply, and that's why we had a big rally like that.
Well, and the one down in Sacramento, by the way, I just want to point out to everybody, that wasn't the only one. There were six of them going on in California, and as you know, and I think it was Michigan or Wisconsin that they showed up and entered the Capitol, and some of them were armed, and
it's impossible to arrest that many people. Once people listened to the archive yesterday, they could barely, mumble their way through the correct documents and paperwork that Terry was mentioning. So there's going to be more to it, and I'll yield over to Ron on hold.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks a lot, Lori. Okay. Let's go to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. I heard that some of those women, the police hit them with their nightsticks or billy clubs, whatever you call it.
And did you see it?
That would be police brutality, and to me, that is Gestapo.
No, let's not even go there, because I'll tell you why, Ron. Did you see any women being hit with clubs?
they talked about it.
So well, like they said, talked like about it. But here's the thing about it is, before we, you can say thugs, you could say overreaction, you could even say police brutality, but when you start talking about Gestapo, I'm not going to back off a bit about this. The Gestapo during the Nazi era, I mean, you were, those women that were taken down, they were taken downstairs, they were, you know, one of the points that I heard them say is down there is they were crowded in there. And plus the police were crowded in there, which seems to me to do away with the 6-foot distancing. But they came out. They came out, and they hadn't been beaten. They hadn't been tortured. And when you start talking Gestapo, that's what Gestapo is. Our police are not
okay,
Gestapo.
I know what Gestapo tactics is. I've seen the documentary films.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess when they maybe they hit them before they took them down there to get their attention or something?
Unless one of those women said that, and I listened to the ladies just on the show, not one of them said that they were beaten. So, and before we even start passing that along, show me a video that shows a cop hitting somebody if they hadn't been, you know, if they weren't being assaulted. So, okay. Now, were some of them overreacting? Yeah, okay. I don't know. But before we start going into that, that's my point. I guess Juan hung up. Okay. I feel strongly about this because I've been in countries and have fought in countries where if you had you weren't even allowed to have a satellite dish. If you had a satellite dish, you knew that in the next hour somebody would be coming there to take it down, take you outside, and thump you or kill you. I have been in countries where I have seen these tactics where people disappear. This is why we were there, to stop that, to give the people a chance at life. I've been in countries where if you belong to a certain clan, that the guy you met, you may not even know each other, but once you start talking, somebody's going to pull a gun and shoot the other one, or they both pull guns. So, I take this very, very seriously because I've been in places and I've seen this. And like I said, I'm a student of history. Overbearing police brutality, yes. Does it exist? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Is every policeman brutal? Or goes too far every time? No. Are there checks and balances? Yes. That's where I'm coming from. And so, and, you know, you don't have to agree with me, but before we start using terms like Nazi, Gestapo, Hitler Youth, you know, all of these things, like that kid, that 16-year-old kid that's got the law, got the legal challenges to the New York Times and many other places, calling him one of Hitler's youth. You know, of course that wasn't true, and it's not true. So a lot of times we get carried away with this. I say 40% of the, you know, of people in Reading work for the government, and I get jumped on, rightfully so. It says, oh no, that's fake news. I think I'm closer in the numbers than people believe, when you add in their families and you add in retirees and you add in the medical. So, but it says 13,700. This week on the show, Wednesday, we're going to have the chief of police on, and I want to talk to him about things that they're having to do and how do you tell your police to do this. Friday, Congressman LaMalfa. Thursday, we're going to have Jake Mangus talking about the opening up of Reading and how that's going to look. And the other question is, oh, and tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to have the Rice brothers on, who have a karate gym or jiu-jitsu gym. They're going to be on to talk about why they opened and what's been happening to them since then. They did get the cease and desist letter from Health and Human Services. It'll be interesting to see why they opened up. And then I saw a letter this weekend in the Record Searchlight from another karate studio that said, no, we're not opening, and why they're not opening. And I'll ask the Rice brothers about that, about this is, you know, you have to do this for these reasons. This other person says that he's not for these reasons. I think it'll be an interesting conversation on that. We have just a lot of things going on. You know, we're trying to bring in other things that aren't just strictly COVID-19 because the world is moving on. It'll be interesting listening to Congressman LaMalfa on Friday, as I think Congress, Senate's back in. I think I don't know if Nancy Pelosi has called the Congress, called the House in yet. But the biggest question I have is, they've been gone for a month. Has our country gone to pieces because the House of Representatives and the Senate hasn't been there? And what about Sacramento? Has that gone to pieces because they haven't been there? And then I guess, kind of a lighter note is, they're not considered an essential business. And yet our friends at Synergy, who is just a very, very successful in the marijuana sales, legal marijuana sales and edibles and all these kind of things, is considered an essential business. Do you ever ask yourself about that? Okay. Everybody have a great day. You know what? Go out. Support those restaurants. Support those local businesses. Call. Get your lunches. Get your dinners. Wear your mask if that is something you need to do. Wear gloves, but keep your social distancing. Wash your hands. Do all those things. Keep that social contract between our fellow citizens, alive and well.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.